Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Q1 FY25 conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitesh Dhoot from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aditya. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Dwarkesh Sugar Industries for giving us the opportunity to host their Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Vijay S. Banka, Managing Director, and Mr. P. J. Maheshwari, Managing Director and Company Secretary, cum Chief Compliance Officer. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Banka.
Yeah. Very good afternoon to you all, and thank you, Nitesh. I accord a warm welcome to all the participants in this conference call of Q1 FY25. As you can see, this has been a rather challenging quarter for us. The top line has come down by about 230 crores. 571 was what was the corresponding number last year, and now it is 341 crores. So the top line has come down, and commensurately, we have profit after taxes. Actually, it is loss after taxes, 9.73 crores. So I'll quickly take you through the operations, highlights of the operations during this quarter. So we sold 6.75 lakh quintals of sugar, vis-à-vis 9.70 lakh quintals. So we sold almost about 3 lakh quintals less, and we have sold on the price front, there is improvement. We sold at 3833, correspondingly, it was 3608. So there is a 6% increase in the prices of sugar sold. Stock at 30th June is valued at the same rate at which the stock was valued on 31st March, because we are carrying entirely the stock that was produced during FY24. We had no operations whatsoever. Crushing operations were not there. So because of the industrial alcohol also, we sold only about 123 lakh liters, vis-à-vis 303 lakh liters in the commensurate corresponding quarter last year. So we have had setbacks there as well. So because of the early closure of the sugar season 2023-24, sugarcane crushing activities in the first quarter were completely halted. In contrast, during the same quarter last year, we crushed about 98.5 lakh quintals of sugarcane was crushed during the corresponding quarter last year. So we have been making the cane price payment ahead of schedule. In entirety, we have cleared the dues of 2023-24. So as far as the loans are concerned, we are, I mean, there are loans of only about 193 crores, which is all at subsidized rate of interest. And this is what we have taken for our distillery projects in GN and DD. All the outstanding loans, as I said, were at subsidized rate of interest. Yeah. Our rating is AA for the long-term rating, AA minus, and the outlook is stable. For the short term, we have the highest rating of 300 crore for the commercial paper program of 300 crore. We have the highest rating of A1 plus. During Q1 25, the sugar, I mean, we experienced subdued sales and offtake compared to the corresponding period last year. Releases saw a notable decline, as you can see, nearly 3 lakh quintals of sugar we have sold less, 6.75 vis-à-vis 9.70. This downturn was compounded by significantly lower ethanol sales, as the problem production and consequently the availability of ethanol for offering to oil marketing companies was constrained. The reduction of in ethanol production stemmed from the government restriction. The good news is that this particular notification is operational only till the 30th of September 2024. So which means our ethanol blending program will be back on track in 24-25. Ethanol year 24-25 will be back on track. So financial results, since there was no production activity, so this resulted in unabsorption of overheads over a period of over 3 months. So that was the main reason for the losses. Additionally, like I said, restrictions were placed by the government on DAP usage and juice usage. So looking ahead, in the coming season, significant transformations are expected. There are optimistic expectations. We have done a lot on the ratoon management in our DN and DP unit, and a lot has been done on varietal change also. So for example, in DD unit, we should get more than 65% of non-238 variety in the season 24-25. But we have lost some area there, so which we are encouraging the farmers to grow because the clumps were uprooted, so nearly 4,000 hectares of area is gone there. So, like I said, government is very positive about the introduction of ethanol blending program, reintroduction of ethanol blending program in the forthcoming season. This should bring about a major transformation in the sugar sector. Whether they will allow export or not, it's debatable because they have different numbers as compared to what we have. ISMA, for example, has published a number of 33.3 million tons of expected production at a gross level. So, opening stock of 9 million tons, so which means 9 plus what, 33.3, 42.3. If we estimate the consumption to be around 29 million tons, so we have scope for exporting a lot of, not the blending program, which should see a sacrifice of about 4 million tons of sugar. And we should also see government taking a stand on the exports. But of course, they may not. They will take a stand on the exports only when the production numbers become very, very clear. So that's about it from my side. Any questions? I'm more than willing to answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our first question is from the line of Harsh from Alpha Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Just wanted to understand what are your thoughts on recovery in the current quarter and what is the situation of red rot and the C238 variety. What is the mix of that variety in this year for the
RG? Like I said, in DD plant, we have done the real work and that was impacted early. Whereas in GN, DP and DN plants, we have done a lot of work in uprooting the clumps affected by red rot. So on the periphery of the fields, we don't see any cane affected by red rot, but only when we go inside, we will know. And a lot depends on the rainfall also, because this is a waterborne disease. So
Right.
if the rainfall is excessive, then it could spell problems for us. So as of now, the crop condition is very good, so which means both yield and recovery should be better than last year. So, but anyways, like I said, we will have to wait and see.
What kind of yields are we getting, and what is the recovery in current quarter?
Sorry?
In the current quarter, what is the recovery rate, and what is the mix of 238?
In the current quarter, we did not have any sugar manufactured.
Okay.
So
Yeah. But for the year, what do you think our 238 variety will be? What percentage of total variety?
no, for the entire season, our recovery has been 11.53%. That's because we did not crush during the golden period when the recoveries are the highest. So
Right.
11.53 is our recovery for the season. For the year, our recovery though is higher. It's about 11.7%. So this year we will see a total. I mean, there will be no overlap. What is there in the year will be there in the season as well.
But do you expect recoveries to improve in the current season
As per the present crop condition, the recovery should be better.
then? Okay.
In DD unit, particularly because we have 24-25, we have 64% of other varieties. So DD unit also, we had better recovery last season. Unfortunately, our plant closed early, so our recovery suffered at end.
This is a Bareilly.
Otherwise, two-day recovery till the plant was operational is higher than what it was in the last season.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much,
Okay.
sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next participation is from the line of Pratik from Systematix.
Yes, sir. Hi, and thanks for giving
Hi,
the
sir. How are
opportunity.
you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
So just wanted to get some sense on the way prices are likely to move, especially if we are talking about, say, 33 million tons from Isma destination and 9 million tons of carryover. And again, if 29 is the consumption, we're left with somewhere around 13 million tons. And if you divert 4, we still have around 8 to 9 million tons of surplus. So how do you see the domestic prices trending? And even if government allows exports, because at 18.5-19 cents, export also comes to around 35-36 rupees, which will be below the domestic prices. So how do you think, I mean, whether export, even if government allows, does it make sense to export at these prices? And if you have such a huge surplus, will the export price also hold up or will go down further? So if you just share your thoughts on that.
Actually, the prices depend on the quantity ordered to be released for the particular month. Since in this month, government has ordered release of only 22 million tons, you see prices going beyond 3,900. So two, three things. Number one, government is likely to announce minimum MSP for the sugar. So if that happens, our price of sugar, that is the price which Maharashtra sugar mills will have to also sell sugar at. So our realization will be at least 200 rupees higher than the Maharashtra sugar mills realization. So going forward, but next month there is a possibility they could give higher releases because 3,900 is not palatable to the government. Is perhaps not palatable to the government, so they might give higher releases in the coming month. But international prices have taken a beating, so as a result of which smuggling into Bangladesh and all has come to a halt. Otherwise, that was one support which Indian sugar mills were getting. A lot of east-based sugar mills were able to sell sugar which found way in Bangladesh. So all in all, I feel the prices should hold good.
So you mean to say above 39 or somewhere in this 20, 38 to 39?
38 and 39, between 38 and 39.
Okay. And so then, just so again, only export, you said that export government can allow, but does it make sense at current prices?
There is dispute regarding the closing stock, estimated closing stock number, etc. So we are talking about 9 million tons. Government is perhaps talking of 7.5 million tons. So 1.5 million tons is what is questionable. But then pipeline stocks also would be there that perhaps they have not considered, nor have we considered. Pipeline stocks will find way into the market. So we have to wait till January, February when the government will take a call on the exports, because the clearer picture on the production front will be available by then.
Yes, sir. Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much. And
thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Dominic from Salva Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I had a question and one little clarification I wanted. The clarification I wanted is on the tax front. I mean, I can see that the profit for the quarter is negative. However, we have ended up paying some part of it as taxes. So I just wanted to understand that. Is this like normal corporate tax, or is it like combination of GST and everything?
See, we believe in spreading the tax thing over the four quarters. So in this particular quarter, there has been losses. So there is obviously commensurate credit that we have to take in the case of DTS. So the negative contribution is mainly on account of that.
Okay. So my question is with regards to the outlook for the year. I think so it is fair to say that we should probably look at the numbers for the sugar business, the business which we are in, more like year on year rather than quarter on quarter basis. I think so that should be fair. So going by that, in spite of having a fairly weak quarter this time, does it still change the outlook which we have for the year, or do we still think that we will probably end up on this year much higher? I know that you have discussed certain factors in your opening remarks. Just wanted you to elaborate more on that.
See, as far as the sector is concerned, it is poised to do well. As far as our company is concerned, yes, we have had challenges. We have had the biggest drop in the decline in the crushing numbers, 401 to 268 in the season. So it's been a bit of a challenge for us, but we shall overcome these problems. We shall overcome these challenges. So we will see partial recovery in this coming fiscal, and maybe complete. We will get back to our old glory in the fiscal after that.
So just wanted to understand one thing, sir, that does this drop of actual thing, just can it just be like a yearly thing, and then we can again go back to the numbers which we had reported, like 400 odd?
Yeah, this is a yearly thing, because again in the next quarter, for example, we are not going to have any production. Okay, and there is no ethanol also, although there is some amount of stock which we are carrying, and sugar rates are good. So contribution is going to come from sale of sugar and ethanol sales. But, spread of overheads and all is a bit of a challenge for us in the coming quarter.
My question was with regard to that, given that it has not affected our total production capacity which we have, right, in any way. So,
yes,
the next sugar season when it comes, we can again replant, and if all of our plants are working at optimum capacity, we can probably do the same number which we had done previously. That's what I'm asking.
Correct. There is
impact on the capacity, right?
Yeah, we can do that. But I would add a word of caution. Maybe not in the season 24-25. 25-26, we'll be back in all our glory.
All right. Anyways, thank you, sir, for answering my questions. I wish you all the best. and hope we come back with a bang.
Your good wishes are very important for us.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions.
If there are no further questions, then we...
My next question is from the line of Sneha Jain, SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, so thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted this... Hello?
Yeah, hi, madam. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Tell me, madam.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, like, what is the... I mean, in your view, what is the current stance of the government on the ethanol program, and where do you think, like, should we expect some kind of announcements or anything that the government was supposed to do?
There may not be any announcement. All that is required is little clarity to the OMCs. So, for example, this pause on the ethanol program was because of a notification which is valid till 30th September 2024. So, it's not likely to be extended. Even even if you go by most conservative production estimates, so ethanol production program is kind of given thing. It's only the export on which there is not much of clarity.
Okay, that is why you were saying the second fiscal should look better than the first, because after September, we should like get that pause would be
after
over.
After September.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for the enlightening questions, and thank you for the confidence that you all have reposed in us. I agree that this has been a rather challenging quarter, but we are putting in our best efforts to see that our performance improves going forward. So I'll request my colleague Mr. Maheshwari to say a few words.
I thank all the participants for their active participation and all, and we look forward for such active participation in future also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.